For today's report, we have a chance to catch up with our good friend Skip Kleinfelter of Linco Precision. Skip, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, on air again, Katie.
Nice to have you back and have a chance to catch up with what's been going on with the business. I know we've talked a few times and I've asked you about your background, but I always like to revisit this. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and maybe how you got started with Linco Precision.
Well, we started out a two-year-old in Taylorville, Illinois. My dad wanted more acres for pasture, and he was a sucker for cattle and horses, so he moved to Nokomis where he'd get more pasture ground. Grew up with cattle, corn, beans, wheat, oats, alfalfa, clover, and the whole gambit. And I started farming myself in 1977, and basically corn and beans and wheat, and were in the hog industry till 1999, raised seed stock. About just a little bit after that time, we started getting into precision farming products here on the farm and trying to improve yields and functionality of different equipment. And in that quest, we ended up bringing some precision equipment onto the farm and started kind of schooling other people on it. We ran meters, corn meters for people for a couple, 3 years, and wanted to get the higher-end products on our own farm, and ended up the planter meter thing grew into a Trimble dealership, Precision Planting, Ag Leader, Raven, several different products. We ended up in 2011 purchasing Linco equipment out of El Paso, Illinois. It's where the business office is, but we have salespeople all over the state of Illinois, and we build fertilizer trucks, liquid and dry, and pull type spreaders. And the trucks go all over North America and Canada. But my main focus is still on the precision farming side of things. And we're having a meeting coming up here next week, our annual kind of educational event. And we're going to try to school people a little bit more on some of the newer things and multi-hybrid planting, and talk about some of the biological products, not actually promoting specific individual brands, but just laying a baseline out there of what they are and what they can do, and all the data that we have available today. Some of these things are going to float up the top, I believe, better as more consistent products as they work. Trying to improve our soil health, and we use a few other people. I know I listened to your program the other day, and you have David Raw on, and he works with some of our clients, I know. But we're working with some other people like him, and just trying to improve our own farming operation and neighbors and our clients.
And it's exciting because, as I told you when we were just talking before we came on air, with precision agriculture, precision farming, precision technology, the name of the game is to improve some of the things that you're doing on your operation. And as a result of that, you have some cost savings.
Yes, and that's the goal. That's kind of a little play on words, but ROI, which typically is looked at as return on investment. We need to think of that, I think, a little bit different, where we're calling our program Return on Intelligence this year. We need to sort out the things that are just being promoted and the things that actually work. We have a saying in the company where we, as a business, it's our job to actually sell to our clients the things that that they actually need, the things that will return. Our job to sell them as much as they need, as often as they need, in the quantity that they need it, no more, no less. And that's part of what we do is basically just helping people work through the returns and to get them a positive return on investment. There's some things we do that, you know, I keep preaching at everybody, but just pretty much a no-brainer. We service people's corn meters, Kinsey and John Deere, and we can run case meters also. But we can't make it better in our shop, it's free. So it's a risk reversal type of thing where if we can't do what we say we can do, you don't have to pay for it, for the service end of it. That's an annual annual thing we need to do, there's a 600 or 700% return on investment with just what our guarantee is on getting your meters worked on. Keaton Seed Firmer, since it's about the same price per row, is one of those other products that has that amount of return on investment. It's just, you know, we need to do the things that are easy to do, you know, those for sure. And then we need to look at some of the other things that take a little more effort.
That's really impressive when you say 600 to 700% return on investment. That's some real savings, and I think it'd be worth a phone call to you, Skip, to check out what things you do offer. I also wanted to ask you about something called the 2020 system from Precision Planting. Tell us a little bit about that.
We did beta tests on a lot of the Precision Planting products over the years, and 2020 Seed Sense Monitor is one of them, but I believe it's the most intelligent planter monitor on the market today. They grew other products around it. We have Delta Force that will adjust down pressure within that 6.5 mile an hour within 30 inches. It will change it to help keep you from putting too much down pressure and creating more sidewall compaction in a corn planter. And there, like I said, there are multiple products where we can variable rate planting. Some of the new stuff they're doing today, they actually have multi-hybrid planters where we can identify areas throughout the field by soil change. They have a firmer that is for sale first time this year. It's called the Smart Firmer that actually measures organic matter and soil moisture changes as you drive through the field. And if you have the top-end products, which are the electric drives and the VSET meters, it will vary population through the field by the readings off of the organic matter. As we look at productivity in soils, changes in organic matter are just lockstep in changes in yield. And here, especially in our timber type of soils in our area, there's a lot of variability in the field. And that's one way you can vary variable rate population and have a positive effect on your yield. And, you know, if it doesn't, if we need a lower population in an area where it's a more challenged soil, there's a couple things. We're wasting our money putting too much population there and a flat rate across the field. But as you want to take that one step further and do multi-hybrid planting, you can actually change the variety in that part of the field over the more productive as well as change the population. But those things are things we need to work at on a consulting basis to see if it'll actually pay you to do that. We're getting more data every year on the correct varieties to put in the correct places. And that's, I believe, been a challenge in the past, but every seed company is working on that heavily now.
There are so many things that are changing, and as you said, the more data that's collected, the more information you guys have, and all of that can be talked about in a conversation with you or the guys that work for you, Skip. So if someone would want to get some information about your products, what's the best way to get more information? Who should they talk to?
Andy Waters is our precision lead. He's out of Dawson, up by Springfield, and he covers the northern part of our WSMI listening area. His phone number is 217-670-4435, or you can go on our website and look up the different salespeople. But Alan Tompkins is out of the Greenville area, and I don't have his number memorized, I should, but he's on our website. And I know some ads are running about this meeting and some of the other products. Alan's number will come up on that. And anybody's welcome to call me at any time. Myself, 217-473-2471.
And Skip, your upcoming meeting, the date for that again and location, and then maybe RSVP deadline if there's farmers interested in attending?
Yeah, it's going to be here at the farm. We have an annual educational event February 22nd this year. Registration will be 8 o'clock. The meeting will kick off at 8:30. We plan on wrapping it up by 3 o'clock. There's a pork loin lunch in the middle. Again, we're going to be covering some of the new products and what the benefits are in as far as return on investment, return on intelligence this year. Also, the biologicals are going to be covering some of that, and it'll cover some of the new products. We do have something this year that we are doing that I've had it in my Bensight Nokomis for 8 years, but it's a OPI grain management system. It's an automatic fan control, temperature cables, and things of the nature. We will be kicking that off or introducing it to local people at the meeting also. But we'd like anybody that, I'd like you to call in for an RSVP. We need a meal count. We can hold up to about 120 people in our shop. I think we've had 130 in there before. But we try to, it's trying to bring value to you. It's not just trying to force sales down your throat. We actually do have education of what these things are doing. There's a confusion around some of these biologicals. A friend of mine in Iowa is coming in, and he does sell the products, but this focus on his meeting is going to be just trying to help people build a mental foundation for what biologicals do, what they're capable of. A lot of people are promoting biologicals that are really just soil minerals, boron, zinc, and those are not true biologicals. They are a micronutrient, but they're not a biological nutrient. But I would like people, if they can, to try to get to us by Monday anyway, Tuesday at noon at the latest, so we can get a good meal count. And you can go on the website, call into the office, or www.lincoprecision.com. You can get the number there. Or, it'll be running an ad here this week. And like people to get in by Monday if they can, Tuesday noon at the latest, for an RSVP.
Sounds great. Going to be a very educational and informational meeting happening. Skip, a final question for you, with it being Farmers Appreciation Month. Obviously, you're appreciative of farmers. You're one yourself, and you work with them every day. But anything that you'd like to say to them while you have the chance?
We've had some history of this in our families. Everybody knows. But, it's just a thing of being safe. If you, don't take chances out there. Depends on what the season actually gives us, how hard we push, obviously, but just take care of yourself and those around you, and hopefully get a little rain after we start getting some crop in here and release some of this dry soil that we're looking at right now. Eric Snodgrass from Agribull in Champaign tells us that he can't tell yet, but if it's not, the weather's not broken by the end of April, that maybe we need to be looking at some marketing alternatives. So could be a drier year if that is not broken by the time we get to May.
All right, Skip, thanks for your time, and thanks for joining us. We've been visiting with our good friend Skip Kleinfelter of Linco Precision.